Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, after the Rittenhouse verdict and after the atrocity at the Waukesha Christmas parade last night, it's hard to go to other topics. They frankly warrant discussion for a long, long time, and we certainly will do that going forward, but there are some other issues. And one little piece of good news, I'd like to wring a little piece of good news out of this weekend. Joe Biden has just announced that he is taking steps now that will ultimately lead in Louis DeJoy being sacked, fired, canned, gotten rid of as the head of the post office. Now, how is that possible? Why hasn't he been gotten rid of earlier? And that's because there is a board, the Postal Service Board, that runs the post office, and they hire the postmaster. Louis DeJoy is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. Louis DeJoy is the guy that took out of service 700 mail sorting machines just before the election on November 3rd last year, a year ago. Said they weren't needed, slowed down the mail so that absentee ballots wouldn't get there on time. And then places that extended the deadline to accommodate that, like in Pennsylvania, the Republicans then attacked that and said it was fraud. That went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. They said, no, it wasn't. That was fine. Louis DeJoy said, I'm just trying to save money. Somebody pointed out, but Mr. DeJoy, you shredded them, all 700 of them. They each processed about 50,000 pieces of mail an hour. And you took them out of a lot of the biggest cities where the Democratic votes are. Then you shredded them. If you're trying to save money, you can sell those machines on a secondary market to for-profit direct mail firms and get some money. Well, he had no response to that. It's also been shown that he has given money to people, his own money, to contribute in their names to Republican politicians. And that's a felony. I don't know why he wasn't prosecuted unless it's beyond the statute of limitations. Looking at him gives me the creeps, quite frankly. Looking at him would make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end. He looks like Ernst Stavro Blofeld in the James Bond movie. That's the guy petting the kitten with the eye that's a little off. And then he'll have two or three of his henchmen, one of whom he suspects of betraying him. And he presses a button and the guy falls into the piranha pool, or the woman falls into the piranha pool. That's essentially Louis DeJoy. Central casting for Ernst Stavro Blofeld. So how did Biden finally do this, which is great? The terms of two of DeJoy's allies, I think it's a seven-member board, a guy named John Barger and a guy named Ron Blum, Biden's not going to reappoint him. He's going to put in two Democrats, and they will fire Louis DeJoy. Blum has a conflict of interest. Blum has a conflict of interest. DeJoy has a financial firm. It's an asset management firm. Oh, strike that. Blum has an asset management firm. And DeJoy buys more than $300,000 in bonds from Blum's asset management firm. Blum is on the board, and he's a supporter of DeJoy. Surprise. That's how we run the post office? That's how we decide to take 700 mail sorting machines that offline, that just right before the election, that sort 50,000 pieces of mail an hour, including absentee ballots, making it impossible to get there in time, then shredding the machines so that you can't reconstruct them by an injunction. Court enjoins, says, put them back. Oh, I'm sorry, I shredded them. Around the country, different elections boards solved that by extending the deadline for the receipt of them as long as they were postmarked in time. That gave rise to allegations of fraud, and the U.S. Supreme Court said baloney to all of that. So there you have it. And apparently, Bloom is a Democrat, but Bloom has a is a Democrat with an asset management firm who likes to sell bonds because he makes money off it. And DeJoy likes to buy bonds, apparently, from somebody who has the power to fire him. That's not how you run a post office in a democracy, but that's how this one's been run under Trump. Biden's in there now, and he is moving to oust DeJoy by replacing two DeJoy supporters on the board of the Postal Service. New ones will come in, and DeJoy will be toast. And he should have been toast a long time ago, and he definitely should be toast before the 2022 elections, because I do not want him next August and September suddenly saying, well, we are going to extend first-class mail delivery for to 3 weeks or something like that, and essentially not deliver ballots on time. It's really quite simple. It's as simple as that. And thank goodness for Joe Biden stepping in. Going to China, you know, there's a tennis star over there named Peng Shuai. She's a star. Peng Shuai alleged that, I think it was the number two guy, one of the higher up guys in the Chinese Communist Party running the country, raped her in 2018, just flat out raped her. She put it up on Weibo, which is the Facebook of the China. That's what they—that's really their Facebook. It was up for half an hour. It was taken down. Not only was taken down, every reference to Peng Shuai on Weibo was scrubbed. And believe it or not, for a while, the word tennis was scrubbed. Well, Peng Shuai disappeared. The Women's Tennis Association threatened to quit, either expel China or quit any relations with China. Suddenly, after weeks, Peng Shuai surfaces grinning and smiling. Was she flashing TikTok symbols with her thumb across her palm and then her fingers wiggling? I didn't see that, but I didn't see her hands. It wasn't one of these things where with her eyes she blinked out Morse code for I am tortured or they're about to kill my family. You see what I mean? That's the kinds of, it's a slave state over there. It's a communist slave state. Peng Shuai said, oh, I just want my privacy. I just want my privacy. Yeah, really. Okay, we're going to go to a break. The lines are live. Do not hang up, okay? I know you're on the line. I'm going to get back to you right after the break, right away. Lot to talk about today. So I'll leave it at this. I was glad to see that Peng Shuai surfaced. It was not a body double. But they are crooked as a dog's hind leg over there, too. I don't trust anything they do. Peng Shuai didn't go underground, have the word tennis scrubbed from Weibo, suddenly reappear grinning and smiling without threats or some inducement. Going to a break. Do not hang up. I'll be right after the break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.